It's time for a little R&R.
Ball into the bucket, lays it up and in.
Ball game, Rizzo!
Live in the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
This team is going to be tough when they finally get it together.
Sit back and relax. Let Russo and Rizzo take you home.
Oh, mercy! Light him up, Collins!
Davante Adams is such a phony. Russo and Rizzo live here, ESPN 106.3 from the City Place Studios in downtown West Palm Beach. My name is Colin Russo. Joined alongside me is Mike Rizzo with Christian Cat, of course, behind the glass as always. Story of the NFL so far today has been Davante Adams once again forcing himself out of a situation that he has found himself displeased in the Las Vegas Raiders after a brief two and a half year stint there. So now we got Davante Adams, who is basically doing a media tour discussing where he wants to be, when he wants to be there, who he wants to play with, forcing himself out of another NFL team after he did so in Green Bay. I'm a little over it. Mike, welcome to the program.
Yeah, dude.
Davante Adams is to me, this is a much bigger problem than what Davante Adams just forcing himself out. I think this is reflective of a much bigger issue in large scale with that wide receiver position in the NFL.
I mean, you saw it with Chase before this year. You saw it with CeeDee Lamb before this year. T. Higgins. And I feel like, Colin, this situation really started with Deebo Samuels, what, 3 years ago now? Remember, Deebo was taking carries as a running back. Him and his agent wanted to get paid because, you know, they were using him as a running back. I believe there's a clause in Deebo's contract for how many carries he gets. If he goes over an X amount, he gets money. But like you said, larger scale issue is the position. And I don't want to call it a tomato or tomato kind of conversation, but look at what the Green Bay Packers have done with fourth round wide receivers, sixth round wide receivers. Look at what Josh Allen, I know it's been a small sample size of games, 3-1, the Buffalo Bills. He's doing this with Keon Coleman, rookie wide receiver, and a bunch of tight ends like Dalton Kincaid. So do you really need these star wide receivers to win? I think similar to the running back position, there are a few running backs that you do pay, a la Christian McCaffrey. Now, Colin, he's been hurt all year. Is he ever going to come back? We'll see. A la Nick Chubb. Got hurt last year, Minkah Fitzpatrick. But there are certain guys I think you do have to pay, and I think those guys are CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, and Ja'Marr Chase. Partner, my biggest glaring question is Davante Adams still one of those 1A wide receivers? I still have questions because he went to the Raiders and kind of got lost in the sauce with bad quarterback play.
Yeah, he was good that first year with Carr because that was part of the selling point, remember? Like, it was Derek Carr, Fresno State. Let's have a little bit of a reconnection there. And Carr loves his guys. He goes after his guys. And he had a great year that first time with Carr. They fed him that ball. And then all of a sudden, Carr's out. Bit of a quarterback carousel going on in Las Vegas. Still productive, not as much productive, but all of a sudden, Davante Adams, who's now been playing for the better part of 10 years, lost in the sauce is probably a good way to put it. Now, in terms of the question that you said that he might not be 1A anymore, just off of age, you could probably lean yourself into that point. But Davante Adams is also somebody who has had five years of the last six of 100-plus receptions and has been right near that 1,000-yard mark. The only time he didn't was that 2019 season when he got hurt. So he's been relatively available. We know how successful he's been with Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if he's not in the $45 million a year range, and I know this is not necessarily a contract dispute, but I think it's reflective of the issue that why is it always this position?
Right.
Why is it always the wide receivers and edge rushers a little bit? Maybe a Trent Williams here and there. But why is it always the wide receiver position where there is always, always a problem from a front office perspective in either how much they're getting the ball, how much they're getting paid, or how much they're winning?
And do you want to know what word cracks me up to kingdom come with this? Wish list. I don't give a damn what Davante Adams' wish list is. The team is going to do what's best for the team. Cracks me up to kingdom come.
What does the Raiders owe him? What do they owe him? They don't need to throw him a bone.
He's Davante Adams. I have a wish list. Bow down.
I think Green Bay, somewhat, there was an argument there. Davante Adams has done well by Green Bay. He was a homegrown guy there and saw a ton of success. And Rodgers, there was turmoil there as well. All right, they got him out of there.
I want to make something clear. I don't blame Davante Adams for what he's doing because, as we mentioned already on the program, wide receivers have been doing this for the last 3-4 years now. So he's just playing into it. He's trying to expedite himself out of Las Vegas because he's sick, as I said, getting lost in the sauce. He's sick of not being relevant playing for the Raiders. The Raiders aren't a playoff team. I know they beat the Browns this past week and it was quote-unquote a big win. But Colin, that team's not doing anything this year. They're not a wild card team. And maybe I'll have to eat a crow here in 2 months when playoff season comes around. But I'm not buying Gardner Minshew and the Raiders to be a playoff team. I like Antonio Pierce. I think they have solid pieces in place. Crosby's nice when healthy. But that team's not making the playoffs. So I know it sounds like I'm going after Davante personally right now. It's not like that. He is doing exactly what his agent is telling him to do, and that is forcing himself out of a bad situation, a wide receiver hell situation in Las Vegas. And it's part of the script right now with this position right now in the NFL. I don't blame him one iota, but that doesn't mean we don't have to sit here and be sick of it and complain about it. And the whole wish list thing to me is insane. The team needs to do what's best for the team. I could give a damn. If I'm the Raiders, I could give a damn about your wish list.
The reason I say that I have a problem with what he's doing is because of that very point. Because of the fact that he's doing a media tour, essentially, going around on shows and podcasts and Twitter, talking about where he wants to go and who he wants to play with and what he'd be okay with if he went to Baltimore, how he would be okay with less than 1,000 yards. These guys are tough. These guys are tough to take. There are two pieces of the offense that I think are worth spending the money on. It's the quarterback and the offensive line. Those are the two, because the offensive line, the pass rushers are catching up, and they have well leaped over the skill level, the learning curve of offensive linemen. You need good ones. And the receivers, you pay a couple guys here and there, but it's an expendable turnover position as well as the running back. These guys think they got so much power, and they're getting paid, so I understand that, but this is so stupid. Who does he think he is? You can't. They're not just gonna. Oh, Davante, you want to get to Washington? We'll figure it out by morning.
It's like a kid. Like, it's like a kid on Christmas. Hey, mom, I want a PlayStation for Christmas. Okay, honey. You know, it's the spoiled brat that gets whatever he wants on Christmas. It's kind of what this position has turned into. Colin, that's why I don't blame him. Strike while the iron's hot, brother. I don't blame you, Davante. I blame what's happened in the past and what this league has allowed this position to do.
He was part of it. He did that at Green Bay. He voiced his displeasure. He voiced the fact that he wanted to go to Las Vegas, and it worked. So I understand why you're trying it again, but he's pouting. He's moaning and groaning about the head coach. That's why you can't take out. Guys like that are not winners. They're not winners. And any winning franchise, any winning team, I don't think is going to want to touch him.
He's doing this, I think, to try to win. So you're saying
And when has that worked? When has that worked? They signed A.J. Brown. They got to a Super Bowl. They were close to winning. That's one. And another example, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown. We'll see if that works out.
I'll say this, too. Granted, it was a small sample size. Beckham to Los Angeles. He capitalized on a amazing Matthew Stafford and a Sean McVay situation.
But he wasn't the best player on that. I know what you're saying.
Just more or less, throwing it out there.
But Justin Jefferson, I signed that huge contract. Nothing's happened. The Bengals, the second they get chased, locked down to that huge contract, there's no chance they're going to be able to pay anybody else.
Look at the Cowboys.
CeeDee Lamb, paid. Amon-Ra is different because I think that's a masterclass in roster construction. They have so many pieces that are on rookie contracts that are meaningful contributors on that team. Brian Branch, Terrion Arnold, Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta, a couple offensive linemen. That to me, is a little different. That might be the outlier. Ayuk, they signed him. How's that working out? Tyreek Hill, Chiefs didn't want to pay him, shipped him out of town. Dolphins paid him. How's that working out? They paid Jalen Waddle, too. How is that working out? DJ Moore paid an abhorrent amount of money to him.
That's where I was
going to go. And he's still unhappy.
Yep. That's where I was going to go.
This is a position where the statistics don't necessarily line up with the with winning correlated with paying a top receiver. At what point, Cooper Kupp got paid. I think that was after the Triple Crown season and that terrific season he had in 2021, as well as the Super Bowl. I think it was after. I have to double check. But they're paying these guys. It doesn't necessarily always correlate to winning.
And you touched on the Bears. I want to circle back around
that's
to that.
That's a terrible one. He's sitting moping on the sideline. He's making $30 million a year.
Want to circle back around to that because, number one, to your point, they signed DJ Moore, and then, Colin, they even worked out an extension. They signed him and then worked out an extension this past offseason. And then they go and trade for Keenan Allen. And the whole conversation there with the Bears was, we want to put Caleb Williams in the best possible situation. You want to know the most important thing they forgot about? Offensive line. And shame on me. Shame on me for the amount of football I watched, the amount of failed quarterbacks in this league that I have watched to not have noticed that, hey, man, maybe that GM over there, Ryan Poles, forgot one of the most important things on an offense, the hogs up front. The game's won at the line of scrimmage. You had a great point in the sense of the defensive linemen in this league are incredible.
The learning curve is hit with pass rushers.
They are the most talented player on the field. Look at Watt. What do you call Watt? An animal.
Yeah.
Watt's an animal. Miles Garrett is a super saiyan. He's Goku in flesh.
Part of the reason why the quarterbacks haven't played as well is because of how much those guys are getting after them. There are some excellent, excellent blitz packages and pass rushers in the NFL. So you're right.
Let me ask you this, Colin. Is the wide receiver position a premium position? When I think of premium positions, quarterback, left tackle, edge rusher, lockdown corner, in that order. Quarterback, it's a quarterback league. Left tackle, who's protecting my quarterback? Defensive end, who's getting after the other quarterback? Lockdown corner, it's really, I know the passing yards would disagree with my take, but you got to have someone who's going to be able to lock down one of these receivers. Those are my positions of need. I think the wide receivers are acting like they're one of those prime positions that you need. I think Green Bay is disagreeing with that, and I think a team like Buffalo right now is
Kansas City disagreeing with that.
And they've won two straight Super Bowls.
Baltimore, seeing an insurmountable amount of success. What great receivers have they had? And I'm not even a huge Baltimore guy. Sure, the Bengals were maybe a quarter away from winning the Super Bowl, but all those guys were on rookie contracts, a little different. You could draft. The point is not that receivers don't matter. It's that paying receivers does not necessarily correlate to winning.
And it comes down to good drafting, too.
There's so many good receivers coming out every year.
I talk about Green Bay and Christian Watson, second round hit, I believe. Wicks. Late hit.
Yeah, it's been like
Jaden Reed, late hit, you know, in the NFL draft. So you got to be a good organization. I understand this.
Draft the receivers high, don't pay them high. That's the key to
Let them walk. Let them walk, right?
Let them walk. Unless they want to get them for a bargain. Like Amon-Ra is a different situation because they don't have to pay a couple other positions here. But all of a sudden, this is all going to catch up. I think it's to your point, I think you nailed all four. I think a good right, I would include a right tackle in that as well. I think your tackles are very, very important. So the quarterback, the tackles, and I think pass rushers and corners. And there's not a lot of great corners in the NFL right now. Mm-mm. So there's a scarcity at that position. But to that point, great defenses don't necessarily need to have great corners. Great defenses need to have great pass rushers. You need to be able to get to the quarterback. That is the keys to the castle. The wide receiver is not that position. I don't think you should be breaking the bank on a wide receiver. I don't think maybe for a win now team that needs a guy immediately. There's too much drama. There's too much baggage.
It's the flashy position. It's the position all the kids want to be.
Because they're big in fantasy. They're big on the prop bets. They all got big brands.
And it's the flashy. Like when you ask an NFL fan their favorite. Oh, you love the 60-yard touchdown pass. You love the home run touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill. You love the home run touchdown pass to Justin Jefferson.
They're usually the best athlete on the field in terms of size, strength, speed.
I would argue D-end.
Sure, but you know what I mean.
Like, I do.
Flash.
I do.
When DK was coming out in the DK Metcalf was coming out in the draft, he was his specimen. There's flash. I understand. Draft the receivers. getting these guys and breaking the bank on them, I know this is not a contract dispute with Davante Adams, but it's reflective of a much larger issue. The wide receivers think they have a lot more power than they actually than they should in the NFL.
What another team? In your essence, Colin, That's what the Chiefs said. Let another team give them, break the bank and not have any cap left.
That's what the Chiefs said. And it's worked. Figure out your quarterback. Figure out your offensive line. Figure out your defense. The running backs and the receivers, that's the floor raiser position. You need the floor raisers to bring up the floor of whoever your running backs and your wide receivers.
Those are the luxury positions. The premium positions are the ones that we just talked about. The ones that are like, all right, that's just added value. That's the, you know, when you go to a restaurant, you know, buy one, get one. You know what I mean? That's the added value to figuring out the most important thing, which is usually the main course, which is usually what you're going to eat.
888-760-3776, the number to get into the program. That's 888-760-3776 on Russo and Rizzo. Final point, go ahead.
I go back to, I don't blame what these guys are doing.
I do.
The only reason I don't blame it is because it's a trend. And they're looking out for themselves. These players want to get paid. I'm never going to look at these guys and go, you know, shame on them for wanting to, you know, take advantage of the situation that they're in and put themselves in the best position that they're in. Justin Jefferson's got guaranteed money. CeeDee Lamb's got guaranteed money. You know, all these guys that signed have guaranteed money and are in good positions for themselves. Now, it could come off as a little selfish. I understand that. Is it a bad look for Davante Adams? Probably, but I don't blame him, man. He already did it once, to your point. You just said he already did it once.
Not as bad as this, not midseason like this, but I understand your point.
I don't blame him, dude. And strike while the iron's hot. It's a bad look, Kyle. But strike while the iron's hot. I don't blame him.
So you don't blame. If there's a trend that's a popular, friendly trend, and you think about anything, if other people are doing it and I do it, you can't blame me. Like, everybody else is committing crimes. I just commit a crime too, but it's not as bad as the other guys who commit crimes. I shouldn't be blamed.
I think there's a difference between breaking the law and a receiver wanting to.
Principles
but
the same.
Theme, Colin. Principle. Theme. Vibe.
Hey, these guys breaking and entering, they're stealing a bunch of stuff. I did it too, but I didn't steal as much as they did.
Theme.
Wide receiver is such an overrated position to pay, to break the bank for and to accommodate for. It's almost a debt. These guys serve as a detriment. They're a distraction.
You want to know who you can blame? Blame the teams. Blame the teams and blame the league.
Now,
The league needs the league.
The running backs thought they had that, and the running backs got a wake-up call a couple years ago when nobody decided to pay them. The teams are going to have to come together at a certain point and say, hey, these guys, you don't have as much power as you think. It's a matter of when that's going to happen.
Blame the league and blame the teams. Trust me, the owners know these trends. They see these trends. That's why, you know, when Watson got that catastrophic contract from Cleveland, all the owners go, dude, what the hell are you doing? You just screwed us. Remember with the Ravens, with Jackson, how long it took to figure out that contract?
He doesn't have an agent, so there's a whole other problem there.
But yeah. Blame the teams.
The wide receiver, Davante Adams, of course, trying to force his way out of the Las Vegas Raiders onto basically a team of his choice. I think this is reflective of a much larger issue in the NFL, but nonetheless, the wide receiver is an overrated position to pay, to break the bank for, to trade for. Is having a 1A wide receiver that important? Let us know. 888-760-3776. That's 888-760-3776. We talk that and more next. You're listening to Russo and Rizzo live here, ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
At 4:40, we're going to be giving away NASCAR tickets today and tomorrow. We're going to be doing a giveaway, live callers, a little trivia, determine if you could win some NASCAR tickets to the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Playoff and the NASCAR Xfinity Series Playoff doubleheader, which will be Saturday, October 26th at the Homestead Miami Speedway. Stay tuned for that. That will be next segment around 4:40, 4:45. Trivia will be quotes from NASCAR drivers or Cars the movie. Stay tuned for that. The NASCAR giveaway. Win some tickets. the Homestead Miami Speedway NASCAR Craftsman Trough Series Playoff and Xfinity Series Playoff Doubleheader. It's Russo and Rizzo live here, ESPN 106.3. Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo. Christian Catt, of course, behind the glass. Phone lines are open, 760-3776. 888-760-3776. Devontae Adams officially forcing his way out of Las Vegas. Who would have thought that a wide receiver would be unhappy? What are you going to do? Long list of wide receivers who have done this before, not necessarily forcing themselves out, but voicing their displeasure to the media. And I don't think there's any other position that does this as much as they do. But this is reflective of a much larger problem. The wide receivers think they have all the power.
They do. And it's a lot of it is how the league is now. How the league is showing the highlights of, as I said earlier, Jefferson catching the 60-yard bombs, grittying in the end zone. You know, all the kids are now grittying because of Justin Jefferson. They're hashtag trendsetters, Colin. They're trendsetters. And I know you got partners. If I were them, I'd be doing the same. Strike while that iron's hot, Colin. Get your money, young man.
I don't like that.
Get your money, young man.
The thing is, he signed a contract, and now he wants to play somewhere else. It's not about getting the money. This is not a contract dispute.
Do you, brother? Get your money. Get your Super Bowl. Get whatever you want. The world is yours. You are a wide receiver in the NFL. The world is yours.
That is an NBA mindset, and that's why the NBA stinks with this free agency stuff. That's an NBA mindset. Let's go win. I'm unhappy. Let's do something about it.
You mean Kevin Durant being up 3-1 against Golden State and then tucking tail and going to Golden State the year after?
Can
you tell there's still some sourness in my voice from that?
It was 8 years ago.
Yeah, and I'm still not over it. And I'm still not over it, Colin.
888-760-3776. Where is Devontae Adams going to go? Who's going to make a move for him? Who's stupid enough to make a move for him? I think the only one that makes sense... People have brought up the Steelers. Of course, the Jets have been floated for a number of weeks. The Washington Commanders. I think the clear one is the Jets. Because, not only because of Rodgers, but because of the capital that the Jets need to get rid of. Hassan Reddick is sitting there.
Who?
Waiting to get paid, losing $500,000 a week.
Who'd you say?
Get rid of him.
Wait. Say that name again?
Hassan Reddick.
He's still... Colin, I forgot about that. Joe Douglas still... That's like the Grim Reaper over Joe Douglas right now. I'm still here. I'm waiting for you.
I don't even know if Douglas cares. This guy is losing millions and millions and millions of dollars in years off the prime of his athletic career.
How do you feel if you're that guy right now? How do you feel if you're Joe Douglas right now?
Joe Douglas?
Yeah. How do you feel if you're that guy right now?
I'm okay with it.
You're two and two.
Don't play. I'm not paying you. I am being stubborn in that.
You've played a Mickey Mouse schedule. You're 2-2. You got your quote-unquote star edge rusher, whatever you want to call him, not playing. Nathaniel Hackett is a puppet, and Aaron Rodgers and Saleh have some sort of disconnect going on right now. That team needs a win in the worst way. And I think bringing in Devontae, I think bringing in Adams would be a mistake at this point. I think it would. Do you think it would help?
Anything that helps Rodgers helps the team.
I don't think it helps a young receiver like Garrett Wilson.
At this point, who cares? Either you're going to play well or you're not. If it helps Rodgers, that helps the team.
Like, I think Wilson is good enough to be that 1A wide receiver. Call me biased, but I've
been waiting on that breakout for about 3 years, and this might be the Ohio State and you talking. We haven't seen it. He hasn't been dominating every game. We can't wait all...
He can't dominate if you don't throw him the ball.
Okay, well, get open. You can't say he's getting open and Rodgers not finding him because it's Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers will find him. Get open. So if he's not doing it, we can't wait around for you to break out. Anything that helps Rodgers helps the Jets.
Would this not be another stinky distraction for them, though? Like, what happens if Adams doesn't get the ball
The reason I bring up...
Wilson's not getting the ball.
Rodgers will get him the ball. That's the thing. Rodgers will get him the ball.
Who's better, Garrett Wilson or Devontae Adams?
I would take Devontae Adams if I was playing for 1 year. I would take Devontae Adams
right
now.
That's fair. That's all I wanted to hear.
The idea that Adams not going to go to another team, he's going to be happy because he's going to another team, at least for a year. Jets are in win now. Figure it out now. Anything that helps Rodgers helps that team, and they have dead capital. The reason that Hassan Reddick hasn't come up is because the Jets have their own issues that are higher on the priority, like the coaching staff. And what's going on with Saleh and Rodgers. That's why nobody's brought it up, because nobody cares. The storyline is what's going on with the head coach and Rodgers. And how can you, what fixes everything? Winning.
That's why I said they need a win in a bad way.
Get somebody who can help you win. And we know that Devontae Adams can help you win in the regular season. I know I alluded to the fact that it doesn't do anything in the postseason, but get him in there. Keep Rodgers happy. Rodgers is happy. It's like a happy wife, happy life. Happy Rodgers, happy life. That's what that is.
We're talking about divas right now. Is there no bigger diva in the NFL than Aaron Rodgers? Rightfully deserved, right? I mean, Super Bowl, multiple MVPs, but gosh, man. Two peas in a pod, I guess.
Yeah, but...
would you give up a second-round pick for Devontae Adams?
I'd give up Hassan Reddick and something else. I wouldn't give up a second round.
I would not give up a second round.
But they would take that. If they had the money, they have the money to sign
him. Reddick's throwing a hissy fit in New York. Is he going to want to play in Las Vegas?
He wants the contract. I don't think it's about where he's playing.
About
he wants
money.
The contract.
It's about
and
the
I, and,
money.
And they could pay him. So, and I know they just got Wilkins, and I know they have Crosby they got to pay, too. So I'm not sure if the Raiders, for that matter, are willing to give up that type of money. But the idea that I think that they would say no would be stupid because he's a player. He's a win-now player. And he might be too. They don't want to replace Diva A with Diva B. But
it's a circus in New York.
You're not going to get a. I don't think you're going to get a second rounder straight. I really don't.
Do you know what city their facility is in? Is it New York, New York, the Jets?
No.
Do you know where it's at?
I think it's in New Jersey.
All right. Well, the circus, the tent is up in New Jersey. And I think you're just adding another act to the circus if you get Devontae Adams in New York. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe he goes there.
The reason I don't say that is because he succeeded with Rodgers before and they've played well.
I guess I'm doomsdaying right now. God forbid he goes there and things don't work out and everyone's losing their job, right? I could argue everyone's losing their job after this year regardless if that Jets thing turned sour.
Yeah,
regardless if they get Adams.
I don't know how much, but yeah. And
are you bringing in another circus act?
They're not rebuilding. So they have too much talent to rebuild. But you need somebody to kind of flip things around a little bit. So it'd be a tricky hire. But yeah, I the way things are heading, they're probably on the hot seat. Yeah. But what fixes everything?
Winning. I wanted to bring this up. Speaking of master plans, have you heard of Kansas City? Have you heard of this wish list that Kansas City Chiefs fans have?
Wish list of what?
They want to, because obviously Tyreek Hill is divaing right now himself in Miami. He's freaking out on the sideline. He's saying 2 games ago that there's open tryouts at the quarterback position. The wish list for Chiefs fans right now, you go and get Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill. And I'm with you because I think I know where you're going with that snicker. The Chiefs don't do stuff like this. They don't need to do stuff like this.
And they don't listen to it either.
Exactly.
Because nobody cares.
Exactly.
People will stop caring after a week.
Like, I think that's the... I'm going to steal a word from you. I think that's the most phony thing you could go out and do right now if you're the Chiefs. You're back-to-back Super Bowl. Now, I think Chiefs fans are doomsdaying a little bit with the Rashee Rice injury, right?
You think he'll be healthy?
I think that they don't think he's going to be healthy, and they need to go out and get another receiver because, you know, when you're the winners, you could do stuff like this. But the Chiefs were, like, complaining that the way they won, their offense wasn't good enough. They didn't like that the offense wasn't good. And I guess getting worthy.
They scathed by a couple of wins here, but the Chiefs do this every year.
And a lot of Chiefs fans are frustrated that they don't have a number one wide receiver. They're buying into the narrative of you don't have a 1A wide receiver. We don't. We don't buy into that. Clearly, last segment, we talked about it for 20 minutes. But I feel like people and Kansas City fans want them to go out and get a Tyreek Hill and Devontae Adams because they don't think they have enough firepower with Rashee Rice being out.
And the one thing I'll say to fight back on that is in years past when the Chiefs have dealt with this before, they've always had Kelce. And Kelce, the best, is a top probably 5 receiver, including the tight ends, in the NFL. So because of that, of course he's not the same player as he was. I think it's a matter of just getting to the postseason. He is a different player in the postseason. Mm-hmm. So I understand that from that perspective that maybe father time is catching up to Travis Kelce and he's not the same player that he once was. But to that point, go make a move for a smaller receiver, that somebody that's not going to cost you $35 million a year. Go get somebody it's a little cheaper and a little easier to deal with.
And
go ahead.
Also wanted to shout Hempo Maybe I could get the sound from this in one of the breaks, but Hempo, the producer for Greeny and host for ESPN Radio, he more or less said that they think they should go out and get Tyreek Hill as well. I just go back to what I said about the Jets. I know there's history there, right? And I get what Hempo is saying. There's history there between the Chiefs and Hill. There's history between Rodgers and Adams. I just think it'd be more of a distraction than anything. And as I said, man, it's the beauty of sports talk. I could be wrong. I could have to eat a crow if one of these guys goes there and they perform and they go out and win playoff games and they possibly win a Super Bowl. But I wouldn't screw up what you have. I really wouldn't screw up what you have right now by bringing in a big... I'm not trying to call these guys problems, Colin, but the thing,
You brought up two players that have played with... We do have the audio. We'll play that in a second. But you're bringing up two players that have played with the quarterbacks that that they want to go back to.
Right.
You've mentioned Tyreek Hill, who has played and succeeded with Patrick Mahomes, and you've
would
mentioned
it be
Devontae Adams.
Would they be distractions?
The Chiefs, I think they could make a move, and I don't think it's a bad idea, but I think to break a bank in a lot of senses on a 1A wide receiver, I think is a waste of time. They could get a B-minus receiver and turn him into an A-minus receiver pretty quickly. So go get somebody like that. And utilize him that way. I don't think that you really have to panic by some big time receiver because the proof's in the pudding. It doesn't always help you. So I think, well, let's listen to this. Here's Hemdo. What was he on? The Greeny show or
he
something
was
like
filling
that?
Filling in for Greeny.
Filling in for Greeny. And he said that. What did he say? He said that the Chiefs should go get Tyreek Hill.
It's a win-win for Kansas City and Miami if Tyreek goes back to KC.
So here's Paul Hembo filling in for Greeny, which you could hear every other day as well.
Stop.
Here's him saying that the Chiefs need to go make a move for Tyreek Hill.
The Chiefs should trade for Tyreek Hill. I think they should dream big. I think they should dream much bigger. All the options that Shefty illustrated there as potential options for the Chiefs should they wind up moving for a receiver are fine ones. They're good ones. But they're not destiny-changing ones. All that any of those guys would be able to do are help the offense a little bit. The reason why I think they need a lot more than a wide receiver that helps the offense a little bit is I'm not convinced that Travis Kelce is Travis Kelce anymore. I'm not even sure he's that close. I spent some time looking at the GPS data, the tracking data that NFL Next Gen Stats provide. And the way in which he's running, the speed at which he's running is diminished big time year over year. I mean, he's a far cry from the player that he was in the playoffs last year when he was still a first division tight end. He's still going to find pockets in the zone. Patrick Mahomes is still going to find him in the red area. But Travis Kelce can't get you between the 20s anymore. And we know that Tyreek Hill not only can, but has remarkably good chemistry with Patrick Mahomes. The pitch is very easy. The Miami Dolphins are very likely headed to hell in a handbasket. This is not the kind of season that they thought we were going to have. Our analytics say they're legitimately the worst team in football. We have no idea what Tua is going to look like when he comes back, if he comes back at all. We also know that it's a pretty large cap hit for next year, and that in the case of the Miami Dolphins, Tua gets a lot more expensive too. It makes more sense for everyone. The Chiefs, by the way, have an extra third-round pick from Tennessee by trading L'Jarius Sneed. Every single thing is in place for the Kansas City Chiefs to pursue Tyreek Hill on the trade market.
That was Paul Hembo filling in for Greeny, talking about how it's a win-win situation for the Dolphins and the Chiefs to make an exchange in some capacity.
Destiny
back
changing.
For Tyreek Hill.
Hey, Colin,
he mentioned destiny-changing receiver. And what position ever has that really worked out? In the past 15 years, how many destiny-changing receivers have there been signed that immediately translated? 888-760-3776. You could bring up A.J. Brown. That is one. Didn't change. They didn't win anything, but they got there.
Odell.
I don't buy that Odell.
LA,
one.
The Rams.
No, I don't buy that one because it wasn't destiny changing. He was an add-on. He was a piece. Destiny changing is a little much.
Agreed, and I
think they're putting too much stock into
I don't think Kelce's done either. I know he's struggled.
Kelce's done for now.
I don't buy the whole Travis Kelce isn't going to be Travis Kelce for the rest of the year.
Well, he hasn't been that for three or four.
I know. Trust me. I really don't have any proof in the pudding, as we would say. But it's just like, I think Kelce, when the lights are the brightest, I think the guy's going to be there. Would you agree? I think he's going to be there no matter what. What's their record, by the way? Hang on. We're having all... Kyle, We're having all these conversations about how the Chiefs need to do this. Yeah. What's the record?
Yeah, it's stupid. I completely agree.
What's the record? Okay.
And Worthy's going to continue to get better. Go sign somebody or go get a B-minus guy.
They're acting like the Chiefs are 1-3.
And doomsday's door. Give it a break. Give it a rest. DeAndre Hopkins got a huge contract. That hasn't amounted to anything. Calvin Ridley just got signed to the Tennessee Titans for $20 million a year. That didn't do anything. Go down the list. This is DK Metcalf got paid. How has that worked out? That there is 1,000 receivers that get these big-time contracts, and nothing happens from it.
Do you want to know what this all correlates to, Colin? I guess it's one of the pillars of the show, brother. Theme.
Vibe. Theme.
What's the theme right now with paying wide receivers?
Overrated.
Something stinks, and it's not the ventilation system here in the studio.
Mike and I are going to draft the elite 1A wide receivers next. We're also going to give away some tickets to NASCAR. 888-760-3776. Call in now. 888-760-3776. We're going to get to a quick break, quick timeout. We're giving out two tickets to the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series playoffs and the NASCAR Xfinity Series playoff doubleheader. It's Saturday, October 26th. Giving away two tickets at the Homestead Miami Speedway right here in South Florida. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Call in. You just got to get it right. One question. Is it a NASCAR player who said this or a Cars the movie character who said this? Live on air, 888-760-3776. We're going to take a quick timeout. On the flip side, we'll get to the callers. It's Russo and Rizzo live here at ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
You want to win tickets to NASCAR? We're doing a giveaway right now. Two tickets to NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Playoff and NASCAR Xfinity Series Playoff doubleheader Saturday, October 26th. Trivia. Cars the movie or NASCAR? Who said it? Is it from the movie Cars? What did the NASCAR driver say? 888-760-3776. The phone lines are open before we get to our first contestant. 888-760-3776 at the Homestead Miami Speedway, October 26th. Win two tickets if you get these questions right. Russo and Rizzo live here, ESPN 106.3. Christian Catt, of course, behind the glasses always. We go to Palm Beach Gardens. Our pal Tom joining us now. Tom, how you doing today? What's going on?
Tommy.
Good. I'm doing well, thanks.
All right, a little background before we get started here, Tom. So what I'm going to do, first of all, are you a NASCAR fan?
Yeah, my son primarily, but yes, I like NASCAR, sure.
Right, so you get into it. Okay, interesting. How this is going to work is we're going to give you a quote, and it's just going to be a sentence or two tops, and it's going to be up to you to tell us if a NASCAR driver said it, you don't have to say who, but a NASCAR driver said it, or a car's... From the movie Cars. Have you seen the movie Cars?
I haven't.
This is going to be interesting, Tommy.
I don't know.
Tom, this is going to be interesting. All right, so you're going to have to put some context clues together. Cars is an animated movie that came out in 2000, whatever, six maybe. And so it's an animated movie by Disney. That's the Cars Pixar movie. And then you got NASCAR drivers, okay? You ready to rock and roll?
Okay, I am.
All righty. Here's quote number one for Tom. Quote, the winner ain't the one with the fastest car. It's the one who refuses to lose. Who said it? NASCAR or Cars?
I would say that's Cars.
No, Tommy, it is. We're giving away NASCAR tickets. 888-760-3776.
Hang on, one more time. My gosh, Colin, we're going to lose our license.
Giving quotes out. Did a NASCAR driver say it, or is it from the movie Cars? 888-760-3776. Call in right now.
Colin, I'm going to handle the next question because I'm going to put a little Southern twang to it.
You can't help him. That's the rules.
No, I'm not helping him. I'm going to add a little Southern twang to my voice.
All righty. 888-760-3776. Tommy Boy couldn't figure it out, but we appreciate him calling in.
He did more than that.
All right, so Mike, you're going to get the next one. You have the quotes right in front of you as well.
I do.
The rules of the contest are simple. You win two tickets October 26th to the Homestead Miami Speedway to the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Playoff and NASCAR Xfinity Series Playoff doubleheader. All you got to do is tell us if this quote is from the movie Cars or from a NASCAR driver.
We got our next contestant.
Okay.
We got our next contestant. C-Cat, how about you introduce him for us?
This is Jeff from Palm Beach Gardens.
Jeff!
Jeff, we got another Palm Beach Gardens. This better not be Tommy.
Yeah,
Jeff, how you doing today?
How are you guys? Good to hear.
Good,
love
Jeff.
The show.
Thank
appreciate
you, brother.
Jeff. So here are the rules, just to make it clear for you. Mike here is going to give you a quote. It could be a sentence or two tops, and it's going to be either from a NASCAR driver or the movie Cars. Have you seen the movie Cars?
Yeah, I have a 14-year-old son. Yeah, I've seen it numerous times.
You've seen it numerous times. So we got a fan here. So somebody who knows. All right, so we're going to give you this quick one. And are you a NASCAR fan? How about that?
Yes, I watch it. I love Jimmy Johnson, but I need to type.
All righty. All right, we got an experienced pro here. All right, Mike, take it away.
All right, here we go. All right, Jeffrey, are you ready? You ready, partner? You ready, Jeffrey?
Yes, sir.
I wanted to give the folks a little sizzle. Is that Cars or is that NASCAR? One more time. All right, one more time.
I didn't even understand what you said. Make it clear.
I wanted to give the folks a little sizzle. Is that Cars or is that NASCAR?
Cars.
Ding, 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 ding.
Jeffrey, my man. Congratulations, my friend. You win two tickets to the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Playoff, the NASCAR Xfinity Series Playoff doubleheader. Congratulations. Did you know this or was it a guess?
No, I knew it.
Who said it then?
Yeah, who said it? When was it?
What's his face? The comedian who played the pickup truck guy.
Toe Mater.
Did Mater say it?
Guess so.
We're going to double check you, Jeff. Hey, if you're wrong on that, we're going to rescind the tickets.
No.
You said I just had another quote. Mike sounded like Mater when he said it. That's why.
Did I go against the contest rules?
No. No, he did not. It was
just
Southern drivers.
NASCAR, kind of a Southernish sport. Cars, Southernish sport.
Jeff, stay on the line. We're going to get your information there, and we appreciate you chiming in there. He wins two tickets to the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Playoff and NASCAR Xfinity Series Playoff doubleheader.
And
Saturday,
you,
October 26th.
Thank you for not cursing. I know,
I give Tom credit. He had some personality.
Tommy.
I give Tom credit.
Tommy trying to get us off the air.
Giving out two tickets again tomorrow. Same deal, same game to the Homestead Miami Speedway, October 26th. We'll do it the same time tomorrow around 4:40, 4:45. So tune in for then as well. Congratulations to Jeff in Palm Beach Gardens. Two tickets to the NASCAR win for you. Wow.
Yeah.
Houston with a big eighth inning over the Detroit Tigers right now, leading 2-0, top eight, one out, man on first and third. Tigers have been going full blueprint bullpen game while Hunter Brown gave off a pretty decent showing. Detroit playing with some magic here, but you do not let Houston get hot. It's Detroit with a man on first and third.
Runners on the corners for Detroit.
So Detroit's playing with some juice. They had a big bottom of the seventh, on the Houston Astros side. Scored two, escaped after that. And now Detroit here with a chance. I think that's Riley Green. At the plate. And it looks like Detroit's going to have a chance here to strike back. Top eight. Riley Green, of course, leading the team in RBIs. So tune into that. Wild Card Series is away and running. Of course, 3-1 the road teams went yesterday in the four games. The Mets beat the Brewers at American Family Field. And, of course, the Detroit Tigers took that first one against the Houston Astros. It was the team that was home that won was probably the most dominant outing of the day was the San Diego Padres taking it to the Atlanta Braves, who were definitely gassed. Mm-hmm. The Padres looked good.
They did. I mean, Michael King.
They wasted no time.
No, they didn't.
And second at bat of the game, second pitch, Tatis sends one into the third deck.
God, Tatis is amazing.
So It sounds like that the Padres are going to be a force to be reckoned with.
How about Michael King? First, did he have an appearance with the Yankees kind of reaching here? How about this? First postseason appearance for the Padres, 7 innings, 12 strikeouts. You know, that was one of those pieces that they got for Juan Soto. So how about that? You know, a lot of people, including myself, kind of before the year, weren't really buying the Padres, kind of, you know, getting some guys out. Michael King, an important piece they got for Soto, 7 innings, scoreless baseball, 12 strikeouts.
Ryan Pressly with a wild pitch scores that runner on third. The other runner at first advances to second here. Riley Green still at the plate, one out, top eight. 2-2 ball game. Top of the eight between Houston and Detroit, looking to shape up to be another fascinating ending as it was yesterday.
Looked like Pressly was trying to get that double play ball low, but, you know, worst case scenario there.
Yeah, I didn't see the pitch
Worst case scenario there. I mean, you had runners on the corners. You're playing for a double play ball. Wild pitch. Scores a guy from third, moves the runner over to second.
Maybe the ball got away from him. Who knows? Christian Katz going to help us out behind the glass with some 5 at 5. Coming up next, it's Russo and Rizzo live here at ESPN 106.3.